The late-night vote to pass President Joe Biden's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan was the finale to a months-long game of brinkmanship between opposing factions of the Democratic Party.
The motion is adopted.
Members of the Democratic Progressive Caucus dropped their resistance after announcing a deal had been struck with moderates.
The party's vitality and diversity is something that we all respect and admire. We are not a lockstep party. We are not speak as one person and nobody else needs to show up. And that exuberance is the vitality of our party.
The legislation will fund upgrades to the nation's aging highways and airports, expand broadband internet access, and according to the White House, create millions of jobs. For Biden, it was a significant win.
That's how you end some of the anxiety people are feeling about the economy. That's how we give people some breathing room.
Progressives say in exchange for their support of the infrastructure bill, House moderates have agreed to vote for a second pillar of the president's domestic agenda by mid-November. That proposal would expand Americans' access to health care, child care, and education while tackling climate change and raising taxes on wealthy corporations. The plan costs nearly $2 trillion. With Republicans opposing President Biden's social spending plan en masse, calling it government overreach and citing its costs, Democrats would have to be nearly united in order to secure its passage. But already two Democratic senators have voiced concern over some of the plan's proposals, and without their support, the bill will not become law. Democrats got a scare earlier in the week when disappointing state election results exposed the party's vulnerability in next year's midterm elections. That's driven party leaders to push harder for progress in Congress in hopes of showing voters Democrats can move past intra-party dysfunction to effectively govern. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.